Hi guys, it's Winda.
Hi, it's Mena, and you are listening
to Banter
with Mena.
M&O.
Do you know our intros are so chaotic, Winda?
This is the so most normal chaotic. I've actually had.
I'm screaming. Anyways.
Yeah. So okay. I don't know if you guys can hear. But I have a cold. Sorry about that. If I happen to sneeze during the podcast, I'm just warning you now, because just in case. I hope it doesn't happen, but yeah. Just a heads up. Anyway, how was your week, Mena?
Wow. That's a great question. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for the opportunity to answer such a question. When did we record? Thursday, but I think it was Thursday. What happened? I had issues editing the podcast. So that was, I don't know. Yeah. So it came out like, you would see that it came out on Sunday. It was a whole thing, you guys. Long story. But yeah, it shot up. So if you've not listened to the last episode, get on your Zoom. I don't see why you haven't, honestly. But
yeah,
you should go and check out the last episode. What happened? Sunday, I almost didn't go to church in there.
Why, what happened?
I was just not, like, in the mood. Like, I wasn't in the mood for peopling or, like, I don't know.
I get you.
Yeah, so that was what the week was. This was Sunday, right? Monday, yeah. School week. Like, I don't know, right? This week has been, like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, I've been paying attention, sir. Like,
yeah.
I'm intentional about, like, taking notes and actually understanding what's going on. So that's been okay. But at the same time, shit is getting real, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't lie. That's all. Oh, my God, something just happened to me right now. I'm so mad. And I don't think it's not just now. It has been happening. Oh, yeah, do you know that? You know how, like, microwave popcorn here is either salt or butter?
Yeah. Or,
Cheese.
Well, I swear I've seen cheese.
No, like, I know that it's cheese, but I'm like, cheese. Like,
what? Yeah.
Like, anywho, so before prior to moving to Hungary, I used to eat microwave popcorn. So my mom would bring microwave popcorn from London.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then would always have microwave popcorn in the house. Like, so, like, I was used to microwave popcorn. It was sweet.
Yeah.
More sugar popcorn. But more sugar popcorn. No. So when I went to London, I was like, you know, let me just buy like a pack of like a pack of like the box shop, you know, of microwave popcorn.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that I'll just have some. You get. So the week I came back, I remember I went to Lidl and I randomly saw sweet popcorn, but it's not a Hungarian brand. It's actually an American brand.
Okay, because I'm about to be like, in this country?
Yeah, it's definitely it's not in Nigeria. This is even a segue, but they have like, you know, those wings that come in like a box. It's called a football box. It has wings. It has like onion rings. Even though I hate onion rings, but it has like wings. It has it has breaded wings.
Anyway, Lidl is very far from here, so it's too much work.
Yeah, and they have like this really good ice cream. It's like it's three bowls of ice cream, right? When I say bowls, I don't mean big bowls, but like three
small. Okay, I see. Small, I know what you.
Yeah, for 900.
Okay.
They have like frozen pizza. They have syrup. Like they have like a bucket of popcorn, like caramel flavor. Oh my god! Like they have a lot of things actually. Like
yeah,
I want to see it in Lidl.
Lidl is far.
Can I just sacrifice?
I want one day.
Okay. And just check, yeah. So like they had sweet microwave popcorn, and I bought it, and I started eating that one before I touched the one that I brought from London. It's going to tell me why every single time. No, I don't know if it's my microwave or if it's the popcorn. I don't know, but it always burns. Like this is, I'm talking about the one I brought from London now. Like, and the reason why I microwave is because it's still good.
So, like, it comes out...
It doesn't come out burnt. Like, the one that I brought from London, there is no time. So, I just had to, like, pick around it, you know, or, like, remove the parts that is not burnt. So and this afternoon, I just went from class. I said, let me just put one in the microwave. It burns. I put it for, like, 3 minutes. I think that's okay now. And it was
Plumber.
Like, I don't know, like, it's actually so annoying, because me, I was like, okay, I'm coming home, I want to eat popcorn. And now, my popcorn is burning. But anyway, moving on. Also, another thing that happened. So, I mean, apparently there's YouTube Music for, like, or YouTube Premium for, like, students. But, like, it didn't exist at the time that I first, like, started subscribing.
Yeah.
So, I basically have no more YouTube Premium. And since that's off right now. So, as an innovative thing that I am, I literally said they will send me warning that they're going to cancel my subscription. I said, cancel it.
Cancel it.
The card that is on it, there's no money in that card. So, like, obviously, when they try to take out the money, there was no, there's nothing to take out anyway. So, eventually, they now cancel the premium, like, completely. I now like re-registered, if that's the word. I registered for students, please. It's saving me a good 700 and something for it monthly. That's a lot of money, please. That's more than $2.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Is this economy?
It's something. Like 700 and something can buy me a kg of chicken in the market. But anyway. Yeah. How was your own week? Remember anything I'll add?
Yeah. My week. Thursday. What happened on Thursday? Wow. Do you know, every time we do this segment, I realize how poor my memory is. Can I remember? Okay, no. Wait. Let me do general updates. School is fine. But it's going slow. Do you know, I think I've finally come to the conclusion that I'm actually a slow reader, like, when it comes to schoolwork. Like, for me to actually read properly, I'm actually so slow. Because some people have been studying for this test, and it's, like, mind-numbingly, like, so slow. And I was like, I expected it to be faster than this, because we've done this before. But why is it taking me so long? Anyway, I need to hurry up, Shamba. But there is that. This cold Saturday again. You guys, I genuinely don't know what I did to deserve this. Like, who the offend? Anyway. What's going on in my classes? Yeah, they're interesting. Like, you know how if you do not have pressure, if you don't have exams and all these things, some of the times the things that we're studying are actually really interesting. Oh, let me tell you. So yesterday we did pathology, and if not pathology, we do autopsy, so we actually see like the dead people and like freshly dead people. Anyway, and we saw this woman that had cancer, and like, when I told you that cancer was everywhere, it was everywhere. And it was actually so, like, obviously, we saw, like, the abdominal complex, the lung, the thoracic complex and all that. And the cancer was everywhere. And it was so, like, like, I genuinely got, like, goosebumps looking at it. It was so, and it just was so bad. Cancer is actually the worst. Cancer is actually horrible. Like, it's just, like, it's just come from the devil. There's no devil. It's not from the devil. Bro. And this woman, do you know what? She had cancer before, but then, and then they did, they removed it. And then, like, 30 years later, the thing metastasized again. Can you imagine? 30 years later, when you think they are finally free. Bro. Is that not demonic? Is that not devilish? What do you mean? Anyway, that was for you. But, apart from that, Didn't it happen? No, actually. Yeah, I went grocery shopping. This is expensive with markets. What do you mean? Go, what did I buy? All money has finished. Girl.
This is expensive.
My friend had birthday dinner. That was nice. Oh, I watched Love is Blind. And I'm going to rant.
Okay.
I was like, no, that's your thoughts. This that fear men.
No, fear them.
I fear use. There's been on TikTok. Use 6 hours to 24 hours to fear men, and you made it. Use it to fear those who don't fear men. Thank you. That's what I'm going to say. Anyway, yeah. Bye bye. Those people already know what I'm going to talk about. So now, what did you watch? Anyway. moving on.
Okay.
Yeah. That's...
Moving on. Oh my, let me add to what you said about like studying and being so slow. If this isn't me, Winda, if as in, I need a lot of time. Like when I tell you that I need a lot of time, I need a lot of time.
It is shock me. I don't know what I'm
because doing. Like, I also need to account for distractions. Because best believe I'm going to take 1 million breaks. I'll get it done, but how long will it take me to get it done?
It will take,
But anyway,
let me tell you, I'll be setting goal. I'll not miss my goal. I'll be like, Jesus, what is this?
Guy, what I've started doing now is that, like, I've started setting goals that are realistic. I'm not going to set them real. I can't pull 2 courses on one day when I'm not mad. Like, how am I going to do 2 courses? Even that 1 course, if sometimes I finish. How many pages of slides? What that wants to read? But anyway, Jesus take the wheel.
Jesus take the wheel. Okay.
Actually, want Indomie. This is a very random aside. I want Indomie.
But you know where to buy now.
Like, I want... Not... As in...
But Nigerian Indomie.
No, Nigerian Indomie. Like, cooked, like, fried, stir-fried.
I see,
Anyway. Anyway, Paula promised me Indomie for the past 50 years, but that's not... No, I'm not calling her out or anything, but, you know.
Just I think that's the definition of it.
Just saying that she promised me, but, you know.
That makes Paula me really
stay friendly, Indomie. Plenty of animals and obstacles.
Yes.
Moving on.
Do you know what? It takes so much... Like, not too much. So I just made... Then people say, I just made chicken wrap because this is no shawarma because I just threw whatever I had. I like each individual step. I just like this thing took time. Oh yes, it's true. Oh, update. I don't know if you talked about it in the podcast. You know that the chopping, the slicing thing.
Yeah.
I found it in Kik and I bought it.
Wait, I knew it was in Kik. You were not taking well, but
no, they just brought it today. They just brought it. Oinda, I've been going since. They just brought it, I swear. I know the appliance thing is very small now. If it was there, I would have seen it. And today is the first time I went and I saw it. Not today, sorry, but I went this week and I saw it. I was like, ah! I was so happy. Anyway. Also, I don't know if it's just me that is careless. I have so many cuts on my hand.
It's just you.
Today, I have so many cuts.
It has to just be you.
I have so many customers. I'm like, you look like I went to, I fought a war or something. Anyway, yeah, I'm very pleased with it. Although it did take some time. I don't know if I was being very dumb. It took me some time to figure out how to use it, but once I did, yeah, I love it. I feel like an old woman. Because tell me why these are the things that make me happy.
Can't lie. See, everybody, Malam, don't care to look. If this is happiness, I love it, Jo. It's a healthy happiness.
Yeah. Anyway. Yes. So let's get into it,
though. All right. Let's get into the talking points. Let me go back. Okay.
You know, I'll start from the last word.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's this actor called Ibrahim Suleiman. And so he basically, it's not a story time, really, but he sure came to, you know, to ask people's opinion. Anyway, so he said how old he finished a meeting and then he was talking to a woman who's older than him. And then anyway, so this person that he knows, but it's been a long time. And this person, the person that he saw now is also younger than him. And it's been a while since they met. So the person came, person hugged him, said, oh, you know, how are you? Oh my God, I've seen everything that you've been doing and I'm so proud of you. So that's how the woman he was now talking to originally. The older man, I said, that's rude. That can you say to an older person that you're proud of them? So, and he said that it became awkward. So after the person that kept telling him I'm proud of you left, he now told the woman that, oh, you know, I don't see a problem with it. And then the woman now said that why she thinks it's wrong is because it still is the idea that you think you know more or you've achieved more or something like that, yeah. So how can you as a younger person say, I'm proud of you? He now said, that basically keeps asking that. Is there anything wrong? I find that strange, Sha. Do you think there's anything wrong?
Okay, I don't think she said that younger people cannot be proud of older people. They can only be inspired by them.
Yeah,
crazy. I think that is so crazy. I can be proud of you, but you may not inspire me. Like, what if? Do you understand?
Like the thing you achieved. Maybe that's not in my line. That's not in my area. It's not like, what I want to, but you did something good and I can appreciate it.
Sometimes I can be happy for someone. I'll be proud of you, like Juge. Like, I'm so proud of you for achieving this, but that's not me personally. That is not my path. Like, it's not the path that I want to follow. So I feel like there's a difference, because you can say you're inspired if you're inspired. You can say you are proud. They are two separate things. They are not in any way related. And it doesn't have to do with who's older. Again, I really hate this conversation here. It annoys me, that you know. Because, like, I hate it so much. And hot take coming up. You know. This food I love. I love to sing it every goddamn minute. And you respect. Like, I feel like if you were worth respecting, you don't have to shout every day. That's much respect.
You heard this here first. Again, and another, I don't know, like, why do we, it's such a, I should want to call it respectable. That's not the word I'm looking for. But it's so much eye service again. Do you get? Like, I don't know why I'm putting this emphasis on it. So you cannot tell somebody, if my mother does something down there, so I cannot tell her that I'm proud of her. If she achieved something that she wanted to do, or she did, like, maybe she wrote an exam or something, or did something that, you know, I thought, and I cannot tell her that I'm proud of her. It's, I don't, like, know why we always put these rules. Why are these limitations? All these rules, you would just come up with arbitrary rules up and down.
Random things, like, that are almost like, you don't have life problems. Like, is this really what
they, it's not that she was not offended on his behalf. That's so funny. What did what did you tell him after? If you thought he was really fat, why did you not say it there?
I and also make hate that thing to, like, outside.
Yeah, that's very,
in front of, like, there was, oh my god, I've said this on this podcast before, but I'll keep on saying it. This lady that came to tell me about what I was wearing in church, and the thing is, do you know what annoyed me about that particular thing is that, you know what, since we're here, let's actually talk about modesty. I will actually read out something to you, but since we're here, she came and she, in front of my mom, that, oh, I'm bearing it, my mom did not have any problem with this dress. She saw me leave the house, but that's an aside. That, oh, it'd be better if I wear a jacket. Like, so your issue is the fact that my dress was sleeveless. Yeah, the spaghetti strap. No, I'm saying that. But anyway, first of all, you're not the one that is wearing it. If it comes, you find me. I don't understand the. Anyway, yeah, like, I hate that thing so much. Like, feeling like you have to give me corrections, like, oh, let another person hear and see that you're so disciplined. Like, actually get out of here. Actually get out of this place. Anyway, since we're here, let me read something that my friend sent to me. Let me go to our Snapchat messages. So she said, IDGAF, how much skin I show? Oh, wait. IDGAF, how much skin I show? I'm not easy. Enjoy the view, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, you guys. It was just...
Can you say what you're saying? Bless you.
No, it's the... He was coming. Sorry, guys. Give me a second. Does me, I care how much skin I show, please.
I'm sorry. Right, like, I feel
me,
like,
I care, please, I beg.
Why is there, you know, a view? I hate that thing. Yeah. Stop it. I feel like you, like, don't tell me that. Yeah, don't tell me that. You know what they're doing.
Do you know what I feel like? To say that is to be willfully ignorant of the society we live in. And no matter what you want to do, like, that's just, this is the world we live in. People will look at you and make first impression. Whether or not you think that it's not right, they should get to know who you are. All that if you choose to not, mm-hmm. that's your choice. How it affects you. There's a reason why the doctors are not allowed to. I don't think in most hospitals, you used to see doctor with tattoo. I'm sorry. That's the one that we live in. There's really nothing can do about, or they hide it if at all. Like, I'm just so sorry. There are things that are in the culture and the society, and people will assume, even myself that is talking. Best believe, but somebody, I'm making first impression. I'm so sorry.
I also do it.
So if you like, pretend like it does not have an effect, stop, or people like, don't make assumptions.
There was a lady on Twitter, right? She was making a video, like, let me even find that video. I was going to send it to you. I now forgot, like, I completely forgot. So she was making a video, like, in front of someone. So she was on a train in Nigeria. I'm going to send it to you right now. Hey, see ya. I'll send it to you. Just ignore the thing that the person wrote. It's not that deep, what the person wrote, but I'll just watch the video.
Wait, sending it on Twitter, Instagram?
Twitter, yeah, I've sent it.
Okay. The biggest fan, I promise to you.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I'm watching it now. Okay. See that side eye? No, but I please.
Like, no, for example, I'm not like... could I make...
people... how do I... So I don't know if... anyway. I think that how do I put this without sounding somehow? Like, if you film in public, you cut somebody. I'm sorry, but people react.
Like, people look at you in public. Like, I don't understand.
I'm sorry, you can't be offended. Like, you chose to film in public, no? Like, what should you do? Should you have smiled and said, "Hi, put a do peace sign." I don't understand. And you did like almost walk into him, so he looked at you like, "What's going on here?" So, like, I don't know.
I hate when people do things like this. Like, you know what you're doing. Like, stop it. Yeah. Like, you're doing as if, I'm just living my life and this person is disturbing me. You're literally, you know what you're doing. Stop it.
Yeah, you're not. People are going to react. I'm so sorry.
Of course, this person will, like.
Yeah, public. You get, like, if you're going to film in public, these are the things that happen when you film in public. Like, and it's like, I said, did he say anything? Did he insult you or did he say yes, he was giving you bad eye. But it's not, if he had like maybe now stood up and started shouting at her, hey, I could have said, okay, maybe that's a bit too much.
That's a bit much.
Let's relax, let's calm down. But like, Emma, there was one, and this reminds me of a video I saw. So this babe, they brought her food here, and she was recording herself, and she had the most, not even be rude, the most absurd reaction. She started screaming and, you know, I don't know.
When they brought her food.
Because they brought her food. Oh. And then in the video, if you zoom in, somebody at the back is just like, what is wrong with this one?
Because
she posted the video, and then she didn't really trust that everybody would be on her side, because she now like highlighted that person that gave her side eye, and she was like, look at me just enjoying my life, you know, and this person's eye, but everybody was like, yeah, of course, me too, if I saw you public doing that, I was
because, yeah,
because what are you doing, bro? Like, why are you screaming in the restaurant? I don't get it. Like, I'm sorry, if you feel in public, even I don't know if Nigeria has like, I don't think we have like filming, is it consent laws whether I want to be your video or not? I don't know if we have like,
I don't, we don't, they don't
reject rules,
the things that people do.
Because I don't know, Shai, it depends from place to place, but it's fine. Some videos, I don't know where it can be like, excuse me, you should have blurred my face or something. Like, I don't know if this is like common courtesy or something.
Yeah, common courtesy. Like, I don't even think someone has to tell you to
I don't know
their face from your video. Like, not everybody wants to be in your video. Like,
Nobody wants to be on the internet and to be seen. I don't know, man. But in this life, sometimes you think you look something, you think some things are like
should be normal, like
intuitive or something. Even if it doesn't, obviously, there's no probably no precedence because you know everything's being filmed. But even though, you should. I don't know, man. Sometimes I might touch. You was asked that way.
I'm not. I was versing my mind now. Okay. Moving on. Okay, so the next thing I wanted to talk about was grocery restock videos, right? So somebody spoke about how in this economy, like people shouldn't be doing those kind of videos, that there are people are suffering. And I found that so funny.
I'm so glad.
How does that relate now to somebody doing their grocery like restock? I don't know if it's just me.
Let me give an analogy. So because people are single, people are happy.
I don't know if you read the comments on another video I sent.
These
are really tough for Nigerians.
I'm a comment warrior. I'm a comment warrior. How could I not watch?
That's tough, bro. To do with this lady now, they're just posting her video.
If it is pretty pitchy, you don't watch now. You have, you know, you have the right. You control what you see. I don't know why people used to don't act like it's not true. If something is upsetting you, don't
this
watch.
This is so
now.
Insensitive, though. People are standing. Okay. She says to start with them. Like, literally, like, I don't understand that mindset. I think it's crazy.
That
this person says social media is not real life. Okay. I also hate that people think that everybody on social media is living fake life. I hate that. So much.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is not, like, some people, these are actually their real life. They actually have money.
Yeah.
They're actually living this life.
Yeah.
Simple.
Because in this time of hunger and, you know, suffering, obviously, you know, people are suffering a lot. That there are people that are living their best life currently. That this, all these things that you're seeing, all the things that are happening, is not affecting them. Is it, you know, it's unfortunately sad, I guess. But, like, in this life, even though, no matter how it is, bad things get, there will always be people who will just be, sorry, that are still living their best life and the circumstances that are not affecting them.
Yeah, it is what it is. But somebody, like, how is, like, her not posting and her posting literally does not affect the economy in any way. Like,
yeah, at the end of the day, really.
Like, what does he do?
Not it's not necessarily the cause of your problems. I'm so
literally.
Sorry. She's not the one that made.
What affects your lawmakers and your friends for all those people?
This one, wait, though. No one really cares how much you stock up for, especially not at these times that people are struggling. I don't. Okay, they did not connect. But anyway, I don't see any essence of making this video. Can I not make videos for my like?
I don't understand.
Babio, girl.
Everybody is so hypersensitive. My God. Anywho, moving on.
This is not the first time. It's not be the last video. Yeah, it's not the first time. It's not be the last time. Anyway.
Actually content though. People actually like restock videos.
Yeah, TikTok
love to watch these videos.
This one should do different. There's one she used to do different types of ice. I say ice for cocktails, ice for juice, ice for this.
People actually enjoy the audience, so just free it and move on. Like it's not that deep.
Me too. It's our body before now. She would do it's aesthetic. It's nice to look at. Sorry. Don't be angry. Anyway. Yes,
Moving on. Okay. Another thing I find very strange is people that feel like they're the most patriotic people ever. Like, now you care past. I hate this so much. So, I came across a video on TikTok and they were interviewing these three Nigerian guys. I think they live in Italy. And they asked me their names, and you know, they all had English names. And somebody commented, "Oh, unfortunately, they are all English names." And I found out I hate those kind of takes, right? Because like, okay, The person wanted to name me my English name. What's your problem? I don't understand. Doesn't make any sense to me.
I feel like people think that is a decay of the culture, or like it's erasing the culture or something like that.
One will say,
I'm so sorry. I have the most serious take. Somebody there was named Gospower.
Okay.
There's no Nigeria. There's no. If somebody's named Gospower, you know that person's Nigeria.
Literally.
Really? What do you mean Gospower? I don't know my name. Even Benedict. There's no way you see somebody that's named Gospower. You know that person's parents are Nigerian. Do you know that Gospower? I say, what are you talking about? Please. That's a Nigerian right there. Where else? Tell me, where else? I know this is a very serious thing. What the head goes for? She's dead. I say, laughing.
I said, this one.
It will be the dick.
This is the most likely. He's most likely from. I can tell you. Just from knowing his name. I was going to say something. I lost my train of thoughts. Hey.
I'm so sorry.
I'm coming.
You remember it's the same.
I just remembered. I also don't like the set of people that say, oh, because your children cannot speak a language. Like, oh, okay, like, is that an achievement? Like, being able to speak your local language, like, you can't speak it, okay, so, like, okay, what is there? That's, all this.
I think I have a different take.
I don't see it as, it's great, like, okay, people can speak their language.
Yeah, like, I think so, you know.
Some people
can touch with your culture, no?
They can't speak, no problem. Like, there's also people that cannot speak the language. And that should not be a problem. That should not be like, that's not okay, the parents did not teach them. Okay, the parents did not teach them, and so it's not a huge problem. Like, okay, they can't speak. You that can speak, congratulations. But me that can't speak, no problem. We move. Moving on. You're saying?
Okay, I just think that I think it's important to, you know, stay in touch with your culture, I think. And like, I wouldn't shame people for not learning their language. I don't know the issues that
that's surrounded my, that's their the thing. My issue or whatever is
the shaming. But I do think we should
praise not
yeah. But I do think it's important 100% to keep in touch. Like, I also make sure that
my children know how to speak your language. I hate that thing so much. Like, you ask me, oh, can you I can't speak it. Like, okay. That's actually okay. And also, another thing I find so funny, right? This is very unrelated. They're very out of nowhere. I know I just said that people should mind their business with their children's names. But, like, imagine having me. Let me use myself. And, no, it's myself. Have I said my full government names on this podcast? I don't think so.
No,
I haven't. I have a very, very English name. I have a very English name. And I find it so funny. Actually, I can't even use myself because my name is Mena. Somebody said, okay, imagine naming your child now, like, your child name is like Jaden. Also, Nigerians love a Jaden, but anyway.
Do you know what one of my nephews is called Jaden?
If you like that name, more.
I don't know. One of my nephews is Jaden. That's so funny. When you said that, I was just like, yeah.
They love the name. Imagine someone's name being JJ, yeah, that's their first name. Then their son name will now be one Yoruba name or one Igbo name.
That's basically.
And then you're not saying, okay, it's for people to be able to pronounce your name. Me, do you know, I feel like because of the state of my last name, Okay, actually, my kids do not have my last name. That's true. So that's not it. But let me say, okay, for my brother, I don't see that there's any need to even name them any name so that they'll be able to pronounce the name. Because really and truly, they'll still jam the surname. And that one is long. But anyway, yeah, I just think, let's leave people alone. Like, they name their children English name. It's fine. They can't speak their language. No one. Every Malam, stop shaming people today. Thanks and God bless. Moving on.
Sorry, I have the most random thing. Sorry, a little tangent. Mm-hmm. It was the funniest video. So this babe, there's this trend on TikTok apparently that, so women will call their boyfriends, you know, their husband, and see their reaction. Mm-hmm. So there was this whole video. She now said something like, oh, my husband is dropping me off or something. The quickness with which that man said, I'm not your husband, the thing shocked me. I just said, yeah. Like, man, I said before she would finish the sentence,
I mean, just your husband. Though, I've not seen, like, I've been seeing the, I've seen that trencher.
Yeah. You know how, like, someone will laugh or look like, oh,
yeah,
you know, but, that I'm not your husband was too quick. If it was, it would even be much individual. I felt much, people were reacting, it was crazy.
Man, I think I posted it now.
Jacob. Anyway, Tisha came to put one video and explain it was a joke, kiriko, kiriko. Anyway, people have shared around with you. That's the other thing with the internet. You cannot predict. You cannot predict the way people wish. I'm just No, but it would be safe. No, I'm not gonna lie. Like, obviously, I don't know. They've been together. I don't know the in-depth of their relationship. I cannot come and tell us to break up because he said that. But it would be safe. I felt some type of way. We're like, ah, why were you so... Like, you needed to make it clear. Ah!
More play.
Somebody cannot play with you. And then there was another one. I'm so sorry. So this baby, eh? So she's been living with her boy. No, they say when they were 20, they've been together for 8 years. And so these two, they believe it together, you know. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about that. But anyway, they're living together. So he now finally saved money and bought a house. And she's doing renovation work.
Mm-hmm.
She now said that she's also paying rent to live in that place. Everybody now said, sorry, anyway.
Wait. Can you come again?
So basically, they've been living together, yeah, and paying, mm-hmm. you know, obviously sharing, splitting the rent. But now, uncle has bought a house.
I'm screaming. Stop it.
And she's still stop it. Yeah. Everybody said, and she's renovating for free. Oh. And she's renovating for free. That's her job, by the way. Oh. And she's still renovating. Everybody said, my sister. She now said, she now put her video. She came out and said everything. I don't know if it's like, I guess she's paying mortgage on the house. I don't know, but the house is only in his name as well. So there's that. And they've been there for 8 years. Everybody just again, I'm not the one who said the relationship. I just said, ah. That's interesting. That's yeah. And it's so funny because I'm sure she'd not think. It's just so funny the things that will go viral. Because I'm sure she just posted it, you know. Everybody said, sorry, sis, what do you mean?
Like,
excuse me. But I said, uh-uh. That's as you said, every man loves his ghetto.
Every man loves his ghetto. No.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
If that's the ghetto you're happy with, no one.
What can I say? Okay. Anyway, couldn't be me. But moving on. This. Okay. How do I ever approach this myself? So. There was this pastor in Ghana, and there was this video, and he was basically talking about how Ghanaians do appreciate Ghanaians. They always appreciate foreigners because. So this pastor Jerry Eze, who is a Nigerian, came to Ghana, and he was saying, "See the crowd for that Nigerian pastor, but if his pastors here in you know in Ghana that do an event like that, basically some reason that people will not come like that." So yeah, I say
it's giving Afrobeat.
I just like again. What did
stop it?
Actually, stop. At least this time he said that it's them. They're the ones that don't support themselves. So at least I will give him that in this one. It's not as Nigerians came and stole your. Say I just said what Nigerians do to you people. Just living rent free in your mind. Living rent free in your mind. I don't understand. It's just like
he said that they have more anointing.
It's giving fun behavior.
Did you say anointing? I don't know. There's a word he used.
Oh, I don't know. I just gave the summary. Because I don't.
He said, I just said that like, when the Ghanaian pastors have more, I don't know if it's anointing, I be power.
Oh, he said that. It will
something like that. I can't really remember the actual like words that he used. And I think that is so crazy. That's actually crazy.
I am very surprised about Ghanaians. And then, oh, he now said that, oh, Nigerians would never go to a, like, if a Ghanaian pastor went, then Nigerians would never go.
Never go. How do you know?
Exactly. If you have a speak. Oh, yeah, okay, let me play. You know what, you guys? I'll just play it, to be honest.
Very surprised about Ghanaians, how hypocrisy we are. We don't respect our own, and we don't honor our own, and we don't love our own. We celebrate foreigners than our own. But there's no foreigner that will celebrate Ghanaian. Look at how Ghanaian members and Ghanaian Christians follow Nigerian pastors. I respect Nigerian men of God and even Ghanaian pastors. That's why we kill all our prophets. That's why we kill all our men of God. As if we don't have anointed men of God in this country. And every prophet in Ghana is considered as fake. Every anointed man of God. So for you now, I know Ghanaian fear.
Yeah. Are you finished?
Just last week, one of the young men in Nigeria came to do prayer conference here. On over 50,000 people were there praying. Ghanaian. But let me tell you, do you know there is no Ghanaian pastor that will go to Nigeria to have that crowd, not even 10%. Nigerians will never. That's why there is no bigger Ghanaian pastor.
If you're okay, it's even he said never, like he's so sure, like he can bet his own.
And I feel like, what if, like, I don't know, man, what if the pastor, you a Ghanaian, like, because I'm Nigerian, does not mean that I have to, like, go to a Nigerian church. Do you get what I mean? Church is not by, oh, okay, I'm supporting you because you're Nigerian, like, that's so
crazy. Yeah.
Like, how, I don't know. Has the video finished?
Yeah, it has finished.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. Moving on. So let me go to the next thing on the talking points list or whatever. So it's about Queen of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it's called, Shine Your Eye or something. But anyways, so she ran for BBN in 2021. And I can almost bet you that girl was single. She didn't come across to me, like, unless she was a good actress. I don't know, but anyway, back to my story. So in 2022, December, she announced her pregnancy, did a pregnancy announcement and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then Gis Lover now said that Lord Lamba is the father of the baby. And people are dragging her at that time that she's a prostitute. She did this, a lot of things. But anyway, said Lord Lamba was the father. He didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. She didn't post anything about her child. Nothing, like, nothing, honestly. Yeah. Apart from that pregnancy announcement. In 2023, December, she showed us the child's face and announced. She showed us the child's face. So 2023 December, the child had now turned one. So she had, like, a birthday party for the child and everything.
Yeah.
Last week, Cha, she now announced her engagement. So at first, the first post she posted, she was holding the guy's hand. It's just hands that we saw. We did not see the person's face.
And that's also, that's how they used to do soft launch now.
Soft launch.
Soft launch.
Anyway, so what's the guy's hands that we saw? So people said, oh, like, it was Lord Lamba. And then in the next post, she now posted her and the guy's picture or whatever. BVD, whatever. So we saw that it wasn't Lord Lamba. So people started to say that. So there were two groups of comments two types of comments. The first set of people were saying that, this is the father of her child. And that's the people were saying that, like a single mom is getting married, basically.
Yeah.
So some people thought the child was for Lord Lamba, like they were so sure it was for Lord Lamba and that she was marrying this other guy, and some people thought that the child was for this other guy. So Lord Lamba now comes on Instagram and now posts multiple pictures of this child. Let me see if I can go there and see. He has. He's taking time to load. Oh, my bad. Found it. I see if he's still there. Okay, he's still there. He posts Hey, okay, you said Princess Kayla, whatever. Yeah, she posted the child's name and like just pictures of him and the child. Yeah, basically. The one that offed me is the child's passport. He posted the child's passport. Yeah, I found that so crazy. What the hell? Yes, they posted the child's passport as well. And everybody was like, oh, why are you posting now? Like, come on, the comments are saying, oh, is it that they gave birth to the baby and everything? Yeah, so that's it. And everybody has been tricking their mouths. And let me also add another thing that was relevant to this story. There's a picture on her fiance's page, so the guy that she's engaged to, of them from 2016. So people think that they've been dating and she cheated on Lord Lamb.
Oh, I have a theory.
I feel like, so the picture from 2016 was a very normal picture. Like, I promise you,
yeah,
they were just standing. Like, it was not like, it was just a normal picture. So they may have known each other since 2016 or even before, who knows?
Yeah.
But like, maybe they didn't start dating till after she had the child.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, you know. It's just a bunch of stuff. Like, first of all, what do you think?
Not gonna lie, the timing is suspicious. Like, the timing is very, very sus. Because what do you mean? And why are you posting your child passport? It's giving very much, I am the father. Like, I'm making sure that everybody knows I'm the dad. Because why are you posting a passport? That's kind of weird. It's one thing if... Okay, so why is it now they decided that you it's okay for her to be public? If you said that she should not be public, then be... Because if that's what you're about, then that's what you're about. Okay, I don't know.
That's what you're about. Like, what is it like...
But to be fair, like, I didn't really go that similar. They changed their mind when their daughter was born. So like, I guess you can change your mind, but the timing is very suspicious. That's what I can say. Because those ones, too, they didn't post their child until she was 1 year now. I guess you can change.
A lot of people do that.
A lot of people change their mind. So it's not that, but the timing is a bit.
Yeah.
That's where everybody has an issue with. And even the volume, it's just like, yeah.
Like, the I don't know. Like, the guy is very weird. First of all, the day, 2 hours after she announced that she was engaged, posted this picture that you've not posted in. And nobody is saying that you should be posting, but then you now went ahead in another post to mention how you don't want your child to be out there. But you posted the picture, though. Like, I really don't get... The math is actually not mathing at all. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. I find it very weird. And... So there were the court documents, and he was talking about how... Sorry for the giggle. He feels like... because his mom and his he wants custody of this child, basically. He thinks that of the child more than the mother of the child, that because she's getting married, she will not have time. I find that's okay. Because she's getting married, she will not have time to look after the baby, the child, and she doesn't want another man to look after his child or to play the fatherly role. I find that so wicked. Like, he's giving juju, witchcraft.
So,
carry on. You're saying something.
Okay. Do you know what? Because I think, I know why he posted it. You can tell from this comment. Because in his, this day, first of all, blah, 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 I didn't want my child because he didn't want the child to get trolled, whatever. Okay. He last said, I see comments of people saying that I don't want to be in my kid's life. If I do, I feel like he posted it because he wants there to be proof. Do you get? Like, I'm sure maybe he saw the comments that, oh, he's not involved in his child's life, kiniko. And so he posted the pictures as per proof. But that doesn't prove anything. I know, did you get? Like, I am.
Prove anything.
Anyway. And so this reminds me of a TikTok that I saw. Do you know what? That if he gets that full custody, do you know that he'll most likely come back and bite him in the ass? Let me tell you why. So there was this man that came on TikTok. He was complaining bitterly. He said that he was now complaining with the child at the back that he just brought his child to the mother, basically. And that the mother said she doesn't want to take the child or anything. So first of all, apparently, I don't know if I'm mixing them up or it's the same story, but I think the woman... Like, she signed away custody because she didn't want to have children. I think it was something that they discussed, but then I don't know, she convinced her or something. She, I said, when she now had the child, I think maybe she had like depression or, but you know, postpartum depression and all that. So she now, you know, took, gave custody away. So, and she pays child support too, like she's consistent with her child support and everything, but he has full custody. So, so he now came and said, complained, how can she not be a good mother and everything? But she said, anyway, you can't force her to see the child. You have full custody. Is that not it? Full custody means that you can't force her. As long as she pays child support, that's what she's required to do. She doesn't have to spend time. That's why she gave you full custody. If it was joint custody, now I can say that you have a point. But if you give away full custody means that, sorry, she's not required to. You can't force her. You can't force her to spend time with the child. And I feel like, I think he did that in the sense he thought that maybe she will now come back and beg and maybe, you know, now come back and say she wants the child or anything. Because you know what it means to be fully involved with a child. I don't think you fully get it though. I don't remember it to be the full primary caretaker of a child. I don't think you fully understand. Because that woman that she can live up, she can marry easily. She'll live her best life, she'll travel, she'll do everything. She needs to give money. That's this. That's how the life men usually gets when the mother has full custody. So now she's just boiling and she's living her best life. Are you there? You're not angry because you did it. You didn't do it because you really wanted your child.
You did it to spite her.
So you can do it too, but things don't usually turn out. That's all I would say. It is not it may end up regretting your decision because she can easily, obviously, I think she obviously she loves her child. I believe you, so it will be easy, but play stupid games like they say, win stupid prizes. And I feel like, why would you? I don't know. Like, I feel like that's the thing. Like, when you wouldn't have a child, like, you have to be really mature to want to put your child first and not, but like, because of your petty feelings or your disdain. And again, when people say, no, everybody should have children, I'm more, sometimes I can't help but agree. Like,
so also, word on the street is that his mom doesn't like her.
Yeah.
The mom doesn't like Queen. And apparently she thinks she's wayward. I find that so funny. Your son is not wayward. Your son is not wayward. The person that actually... Okay. Moving swiftly on. Apparently she thinks that he's wayward. The mom thinks that Queen is wayward. So like, I also think like, I wouldn't want my child to be with someone that doesn't like me. I feel like... You can't say, oh, I love the child, but the mother... No. If it's a very risky endeavor, keeping your child with someone that doesn't like, I feel like it's a very, very risky thing. But anyway, I hope it's not out sharp. But I think the man is giving spiritual husband. Somewhere. Why you come to come and post the, like the child now, like so that all will happen? Like I don't understand. Also, since we're here, there's a lady. I won't call her name. Her tweet goes thus. I think it's a Facebook post. It goes thus. Queen says Lord Lamba's mom dislikes her. She has no idea that her fiance's mom doesn't like her either. Flashing kisses online, etc., are all fake. Okay. She has no idea that David already has a girlfriend in that same UK. Okay. She has since archived that future mother-in-law video. Do you know I follow her? She did not post the video on her page. Kind of this one is not normal. Since I'm not okay with her. Okay. These young ladies calling themselves baddies have no decorum. Wanting to be the next gangster. What's that word? It's over. Jumping to the next man whose lights are illuminating. Thank God I don't have daughters. I can't deal with this nonsense and warn my sons of them. This woman is actually a single mom. This woman is very funny. She's a very funny person. She's actually a single mom as well. You warn your sons about them. And like, so a few years ago, I even heard that one of her sons disowned her.
Cool.
But that's an aside. Moving on.
This is so stupid. I'm sorry. Like, this is so stupid. I've seen people talk about that video.
Even that video of that man. That one that he sent me on TikTok. Do you remember?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like,
talk with your mouth. What? Talk with your mouth. What?
I can't stand that guy. I cannot stand him. And
you say I did investigation.
Which dirty investigation did you investigate?
Isn't that so?
Shut up. You don't know anything. You don't know. It didn't.
No, but you imagine, like, that kind of. That's like, I'm so sorry. That's okay. That's kind of lame, is it? Is it just me who finds that so lame? Like, he went to guard investigation, social media matters, please.
I can't stand him. I can't, like, he's not. Moving on. Okay, we're done. On to something a bit, you know. Anyway, Mr. Ibu passed away, you guys. He passed away on Sunday. Or was it Saturday? I can't really remember the day now. But anyway, he passed away over the weekend, Sha, over last weekend. And may his soul continue to rest in peace.
Amen.
Amen. But yeah, we just want to talk about, like, our memories of him. Just basically, like, yeah. Our memories of him, Sha. Do you want to go? Let's do, you say one, I say one. You say one, I say one. And let's do that.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't remember the names of any of these movies. So
you don't have to remember the name.
But I remember the one with him and Nkem O and Shad had their group and they were police officers. I don't know if you remember that one. That was hilarious. That one killed me. They are so, and any movie with him and Akem. I think there was even one where they were dressing up as women. Him and I can't remember.
The name. That one was called Pregnant Man.
Hilarious. I'm so glad. Like,
so they heard that they were sharing free bread and tea in the... So they would dress like as women and go to the hospital and go out just to eat bread and tea. Like, what the hell?
The script writers then were also unhinged. I'm so sorry. And I like the way they fully committed to the, like, I'm sure they're reading that's like, what is this? But they committed. I feel that takes a certain level of dedication. I'm so sorry, because some of the things that they would do were actually unhinged. But yeah, just laughs all around, to be honest.
There was one with Mr. Ibu. The movie, you know, this movie is Mr. Ibu. That is one where the name came from.
Oh, I see.
So Mr. Ibu and his son was Osita Eheme, Popo.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so his name was Mo. I don't know what Mo means. I think Mo is spirit. Abby, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, that was the name. His name in the movie, it was his son. I don't know if you've seen that video of Popo putting sugar inside soup.
I have.
Anyway, it's the same movie. It's the same movie that. Big Dada, tell me who had that. Biggie. Have you seen that clip?
Yeah.
That's the movie.
That
he carried Popo, wrapped Popo in gift wrap and came to church for Thanksgiving. That's the movie. God. Like, I don't even know. Another vibes. I don't know what happened. I can't remember the specific. I know we had the CD that time that DVD was like, yeah. So I don't know. His name was Onuha. I remember my aunt used to always sing the theme song, not the theme song, sorry, the soundtrack that time.
Yeah.
I think he just fell into money. I think he did. I don't know if he did ritual or like maybe someone died. I think someone died and he inherited money. He had my 9 wives on the same day.
I'm so glad.
That movie was chaotic. Like, it was, it was chaotic. Then, around one, do you have anything to say, by the way, before I talk?
No, continue.
Okay. And that one I watched was Sherry Coco. So, Sherry Coco was Funke Akindele. No, what's her name? Her name was Angelina. That name was just a very funny name. But anyway, her name was Angelina. and then his name was Hijack. So the soundtrack song was Sherry Coco, don't hijack, yeah. I'm just like, please. But yeah, like, Mr. Ibu was such a funny man. Like, he was, I don't know, like, just looking at him is just funny. Like, he's just a very, very funny and lively person.
Do you, I don't think I've ever seen him in a serious, do you remember him in any serious role? I don't think so, you know?
I've never seen him.
Like, in a dramatic, like, you know.
Like, I feel like he always acts this funny parts. All the time. All this
said, I know what I'm good at, and I stick with it.
And those group of funny men, there was Sam Loco, there was him, Charles Awuram. You know, Charles, Charles Awuram is him. You know, Charles,
I probably know his face, but I don't know his name.
Costa Rican dude.
Oh, that's him. I thought it was another one.
He was also, but he wasn't like always with them. But even the police one, Charles was also with them.
But he wasn't always with them, I think.
Let me show you Charles Awuram. There was Charles Awuram as well. Have I said Sam Loco?
Yes.
I think there was Victor Swago. There was Victor Swago is one fair guy like that. I'm trying to remember that other guy's name now. He's also late. His name is, I don't even know if that's his government name. But his name is Day One Day. He was also part of them. Then sometimes Francis Odega. Have you heard that? Get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Have you heard that song?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's okay. Is that cool? They should give us something, you know. Give us something.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. That's it too. So we're done with our talking points, I believe. Or did we miss anything out? No.
No, I just yeah.
Okay. All right. Suppose we're gonna go into what we're listening
to. Yeah. Okay. I suppose, guys, I finally watched Love is Blind. Sorry, guys, give me a second. My nose is acting up. Anyway, yeah, so what are the highlights? I'll just give you my highlights because if I want to start talking, we'll not live here. So there was this one guy on the show and he was like a bit awkward, you know. And so he now said, making a connection with this babe, Matthew. Yes. Do you know, man, I felt bad for him. Do you know that I was not feeling bad for him? I was like, oh, you know, it's just a little socially awkward. So he now makes a connection with AD and I was like, oh, you know, she brought him out of his shell.
Perhaps.
Only for him to be saying the exact same thing. I say, you're a bastard.
A bastard.
Don't trust them. I felt bad because I was like, oh, I said, child, that's how they'll carry you. So when you feel, you know, compassion because it's a bit awkward, you know, only for him to be saying the exact same thing. The fact that he not really said, will you tell anybody what I told you? You get trying to cover his tracks only for that other big. Then when I will open their mouth, big mouth. I was saying talking about this. Okay, well, it's not really big mouth because they obviously talk about what they say. That's about the exact same thing. The same script. People change it off a little bit.
Do you know, Loki, I feel like the guy is like, I think he's socially awkward, yeah?
It's
like the things that he says.
Mm.
So I'm not trying to defend him because never will I, but I do feel like he didn't like genuinely he didn't have anything else to say. I genuinely like he didn't have anything else. I feel like he wrote that script and I was like, you know what, let's just use it, you might as well.
What is the whole thing about meeting their dads and like, bro, like how is important, like change it up a little bit, like at least use the information they give you and change it more now. Then the two teachers, the principal and the this thing.
Mm-hmm. I guess you guys engaged to be married.
I wear this game. Man, there's nothing I'm not. Anyway, TikTok, anyway, we'll see reunion shop. Tell me, I don't care how you like to be present in the moment, Abby. Take your time to process. how can the person that you engage, whether or not we know that this is not, obviously, how can she be crying? She get crying.
I actually had small, like, I thought
she was, I not she like, was crying.
I thought you surprised me as a good guy from the first time.
Yes. She's been was shedding serious tears. This man looked at her and went back on his phone. That is so scary to me. Not even, like, you know when something is affecting you? She be saying that I don't like to be like that. This was, he did care. He did not care. Mm-hmm. I've never seen such a thing. That thing shook me. I don't care whether or not the camera, maybe they twisted it, unless I see maybe that he actually did console her. Not even a... For somebody that you claim to care about, even if it was like an awkward, like, you know where sometimes some people don't know how to deal with that situation. But even like a, you know, let me even see that you care more. He was just like, oh, well, I guess we're not working. And even when she was, you know, asking for attention and everything, the way he even, you know, those people that, you know how we know all are kind of aware of all these like therapy terms, like, you know, like gaslighting and narcissism and all that. You know, there are people that use that, twist it to their own advantage. Like, he knew he was just twisting her words. Even me, myself, I started to get confused. And I was just like, I don't think she's asking for a lot or she's being unreasonable. And it was not making it seem like, you know, she was just doing too much. I was just like, that didn't shock me. And you know, my friend and I who were watching it, we were like, this was people have the best potential to be the most healthy.
I actually had genuine hope.
Yeah, I really thought that they were, you know. Also, that man is not 26. I don't believe it.
You mean? He's at least 35.
Oh, he's not 26. I don't know who you think you're trying to deceive. At least. In a way. Also, I'm so angry at Ashley. Because what do you mean you're making me low-key defend a man? Unless I see the full footage, that baby's kind of annoying. I'm not going to lie. I look, you feel bad for it. Like, I can't believe you're making me defend it. Mad. My baby's puppy. She's so needy. Like, you didn't tell me. Unless I see, maybe they edited it to make her look some type of way. Because I know all these shows, you know, not everything. But I'm sorry, for what I saw, I can't even help but feel bad for you. Because what is it? Every 5 seconds, but you didn't tell me you love me, but you didn't hold me, but you didn't kiss me, but you didn't do this, but you didn't do that. You need constant reassurance. That's annoying. I'm sorry. Please, no. And when he said that she was clingy, I don't think that's an insult, Sha. But it's just the state of things. At this particular time, in this particular moment, the way you're acting, I'm sorry, you're kind of doing too much. And he said it. It's not like I like Jimmy like that, too. Also, why was everybody... Also, can we talk about his face when he saw her?
Yeah. No, but sister. Let's be honest.
Megan Fox, I'm so good.
Megan Fox is crazy now. Beyond, no lie.
Who told you that? She did say that. It's other people that say it. She didn't see it. But why did you bring it up in the first place? You know when you bring something like that in the first place, you're setting expectations. You know, you and I both know that you are setting expectations. And so it's because they say you lied. I think that you
lied. He was regressing down that. What's that babe?
What's her name, Jessica? Jess.
Was it Jess?
I think her name was Jess.
I don't know, sir. I'm sure he was regretting.
Yeah. But even after that, we said we'll move past it. But she didn't do this. But she didn't hug me. But you didn't kiss me today, and I felt like you didn't want me. I didn't look broke.
I'm sorry, but I found it so funny that she was surprised that he didn't want to get married.
Oh, you've watched the... I haven't even watched the
wedding. It was world.
And I'm like,
in what world did you think that you guys are gonna be like? Are you joking?
And even like the fight, you know that major fight that they had, and she said that she doesn't feel like he loves her, and he was actually very upset. Like again, like why are you making me? I was actually looking on this man's side. Why would you do that? Also, the real villain of this, Jeremy man. Ha! What are you talking about? Somebody till 6 o'clock in the morning. What constructive criticism? What constructive conversation?
Wait. Can you remind me of how Jeremy looks?
Jeremy, he had low cut black hair. He was with the blonde babe, Laura.
Okay.
do you remember that he had with another baby, see Sarah Ann? You know, he was talking to two babes, he picked the blonde one. I did also did not see that one coming.
Jeremy was the one that had a family. They were not married though. He had a child and a, I don't know.
He has a child. No.
What's it on? He has a child now. I'll say something now.
Maybe after. But anyway. But do you remember that he came back home? He was talking to the other babe till like 6 o'clock in the morning. And he wants me to believe that if we were just talking.
He's just talking.
Also, that's Sarah Ann, babe. How can you be so shameless? You said somebody that he has already chosen and did engagement. You now said just in case, you know.
In case
if the door is open, if you want to change your mind,
you didn't wanna.
I'm here. Are you not ashamed of yourself?
Yeah, ma.
She now say I'm a realist. If you don't shut up your mouth, I'm realistic. You know, it may not work out. So you know, I'm just pursuing something. I love the way that Eddie babe was just like, you know, don't you think that what you did. And she was not saying, I'm not going to allow anybody to talk to me that way. Shut up. Also, it's the fact that, you know, I hate, if you're going to cheat, you know, I'm just going to say this, not to sound like a witch or anything, but can you be smart? Tell me why you said you shared your location. He was now shocked that she actually saw where he was. Because you said that you shared your location. Maybe
sharing location is to give a sense of, maybe they think that she won't actually go and check.
Yeah, because tell me why she asked you, oh yeah, is that where you were? She said, I checked your location, you were at Sarah Ann's house. So why did you say that in the beginning? He now told his mother later. So why did you say that when she asked you? He now said, I just had to drop out. It was only 8 minutes. Is the way, because you know what? I was feeling bad for him at first, because the Laura babe, she was a bit picky. She used to focus on something that I didn't think were important. Like the fact that I was wearing Hawaiian shirts, like, okay, it's not the end of the world, you get. But I just had all of the melody. They just showed me just disgrace. I was just like, see the people I was having hope for. Also, the last one, the black couple, Eddie and Clayton. I don't like Clayton at all. I don't like him at all.
Do you know, he is would have blamed their life on their childhood or their parents.
Oh my God, every 5 seconds my parents divorced. So I don't know if I'm gonna be a good husband. Every 5 seconds my parents divorced.
Okay, your parents
divorced. But I cheated on my mother. So maybe I'll cheat on you. Why are you saying that?
And
I hated the thing he was doing when he was like, I need you,
I need you. Cheat. Don't blame your innocence for that. Don't know anything about the relationship.
Do you understand? Don't. And I hated the thing he was doing where he would be like, I need you to lead me. I need you to show me what to do. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Hey, baby.
So I'm going to teach you how to be a husband. Because me, I didn't really get that whole, I need you to show me the way. That's why I know you got me. I need you to show me. I was just like, what is this? I'm not here. Are you not supposed to be the end of the house? I mean, you know, she be having a thing now. So it's me that's meant to be showing you. I don't understand. You didn't need to teach us to be a husband. I need to be a partner. It was just giving, people call it like, weaponized incompetence. Like, I do not do anything. So, you know, she can't complain because I told you that I don't know how to do anything. So, I can't do it. I can't do it. And I'm just like, that is so ew. Yeah. And even that comment that he made that, you know, so if she has a child, you'd be like, get to the gym.
She looks so, like, I think she looks really, really beautiful. Like, her body's great and all. But anyway, I really think that's just all he's there for, in all honesty.
He said it in the beginning now. That's why she was angry with him. That's why she was about to choose Matthew now. Only for Matthew to be a mess up. Because when she said that, she was clearly very upset. Because what's the point of coming on the show? If saying looks are important to you, like, are you not stupid, Loki?
Yeah, like,
you say looks are very, very important. You have to be attracted to the person. You came on the show where the whole premise is that you won't see each other. Make it make sense. It was just giving very serious. Anyway, yeah. That's all I have to say. Anyway, yeah.
I listen to
Love is blind. No, nothing. I don't have anything new to like shout out or spotlight or like, you know, recommend anything. So Yeah, don't listen to the same old, same old.
Okay.
Yeah.
As when I was getting married, it's on Red TV on YouTube. So basically, this couple, they start to live together. Basically, like, so they go out for dinner. She thinks he's proposing, but he actually is asking her to move in with him.
I'm so good.
So that was basically the yeah. Okay. Anywho, am I watching? I saw that the movie this morning, Shabu. Was it this morning or yesterday? One morning like that, Sha. I don't know. But I didn't. It's called Through My Window. I'll be through the window. Or something.
Okay.
I don't really. Yeah. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Through My Window. Through the window. Anyway, it has four parts or three parts or so or something. The last part just came out recently. But anyway, yeah. One.
So I'm trying to get into like Afro gospel.
I've always listened to Afro gospel, but like I'm going out of my way to actually look for artists that just sing Afro gospel. Yeah. So I found a guy.
Oh, we haven't done our thing yet, too. Our word of the week.
After we haven't. So I found a guy. His name is His name is Ibe Digong. The G is silent. I bet the gong. Anyway, it's spelled, bless you. It's spelled AIGBH. That's the I. Then the gong is DGONG. So, he sings Afro gospel. And there's Great Man Takit. Do you know Great Man Takit, Ainda?
No. I really need to go out on my way to listen to more Afro gospel, to be honest.
Yeah, you should. Like, sometimes, every day. Like sometimes, if that's your vibe, like if that's what you're feeling like, anyway, yeah, I think that's it. I feel like I'm forgetting I'm forgetting something, but you know, there's always next week. So I can always mention anything that. Oh, I knew it. Ew Blaze. He dropped an album. I haven't listened to it, but you guys should. So yeah, I will listen to it obviously, and I'll be back next week to tell you.
Yeah,
but yeah, Iblis dropped an album. Yeah, so are you ready?
Yes, so in church, we'll be doing from last month. God, this code is disorienting my thought process. Anyway, from last month and into this month, we'll be doing faith pills, and so we'll be talking about positional reality, like what are the things you should see. And as being a Christian, like, what's your life supposed to be like? Anyway, and so this Sunday we talked about how part of the this thing, our right as Christians, or what we should the reality we should live in, is the right to live above sin, and that, you know, the fact that, but obviously you say that and you be like, oh, but why do people still sin? And then obviously it's like the fact that your mind has to be renewed and you have to focus on the things of the spirit. Like, it's how your spirit has been changed, but your mind hasn't caught up, because you've lived a life of sin. So obviously you have a pattern, you get. And so to break that pattern, or to break that old way of living. And so it's like, and he even said this thing about, you know how like people like, and how like people just focus on, I'm not saying that you should not fast and pray to, you know, to stop doing a particular thing though. But like, instead of focusing on, instead of people only do that and they don't go out of their way to cut out the things that might be tempting them.
Yeah.
Do you get? They are so focused on doing that thing. But it's like, he's like, if you focus your mind fully on the things of the spirit, where you make sure you surround yourself, you know, and you're like, then all those things will eventually like fall away. Because you know how, like, he even said, like, you know, normally now, like, obviously, if you don't do something, if you don't study something for a while, you will naturally forget.
Yeah.
Do you get? Like, it's just even like, even we can look at it in nature, this thing. And the more you study a thing, the more you focus on a thing, the more you know, you remember and things like that. And it's like, so obviously we have this example in nature. So why do you think that it would be any different in your spirit? Why do you think that you just pray it away? Not that it cannot work. I'm not saying prayer doesn't work. He's not saying that prayer does not work, but you get. So yeah, and again, I think this whole thing just really comes back. It just reminded me that it's really not like it's really, how do I say it? Christianity is really nothing more than like literally reading your Bible and praying. It's just like if, because those are like, there's nothing without, like, what else are you doing? You get, not that you're not fast or you're not doing those other things or you're not go short, but like at the core, like obviously you go church and all that, but like at the this thing, it's really, it's whether how you grow, how you become, even like your big pastors that, you know, can do millions of miracles and all that, that's still the foundation, that's still the beginning, that's where they start from, that's where they grow from, because it's really your baby you grow, it's in praying that you grow, you get, it's just like, again, over and over again, it will never be more than that, you get, so it's not complicated, I think. So yeah, that's why I learned in church.
Okay, so I want to talk about like two things. So the first thing is like Sunday's message as well. So the message of Sunday was titled "Your Shortcomings Are Irrelevant," and how like God uses imperfect people. So they used four examples. I'm going to just try and remember. The first person was Moses. Yes.
Yeah.
He used Moses as an example. He used Abraham and Sarah. Peter? Is it Peter? I think it's Peter and Gideon. So like for Moses, like Moses was a stammerer. And in his wildest dreams, he would have felt like me. What to send me to go and do what? Like jiggets. And then the next thing was Abraham and Sarah. And remember how like God had told Sarah, like at the age of 100 and what, that she was gonna have a child, and she laughs because it's a joke now. It can't be. You get,
like, I mean, you know how people say she know her faith, but like, tell me, if they told you that, you
can't lie,
because everybody's always like, oh, why did she laugh? But if they told you, tell me that you will not laugh. Tell me that you won't laugh. If Abraham did to say that, uncle, don't you think that we're past let's use Ishmael now? Even himself, please, you people. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so like, it was a thing of like how like, even though they had like, even though Moses had had his doubts, even though Sarah had also had her doubts by laughing at that, you know, he still didn't stop him from using them to do his work. Like, he's gonna, your shortcomings are not like just to define you. You can't say, based off of a problem that you have, you can't say, okay, stopping you from serving God or from doing his works. Then he also spoke about how like there's nothing that cannot change to make sure, like there's absolutely nothing. I say, oh, change. So because of this thing, I'm not like, he's not gonna love me, or I'm not gonna be able to do his work. It's not true, you know. But before I continue, let me tell you something that happened. Do you know, on Sunday I recorded a whole video of like that whole what did you learn in church video, and there was no sound.
So,
there was no sound, yeah, so I couldn't post it. I was so mad. I was so pissed, and we had like 50 million takes, but anyway,
can you imagine?
I was so upset, like, but anyways, we move. Okay, so the other thing I talk about is love. So I've like, in my own personal Bible study, I've been reading like the Johns, First John, Second John, the Johns, those Johns, and like the recurring thing was about love. And loving ourselves, loving our neighbors, and you know, all of that. And I've also been listening to messages as well. So I listened to like a three parts or four parts? I think it's four parts actually, by Pastor Jimmy Odukoya. You can check it out. I think it's really, really good. I think you'd really, really enjoy someone. So the message is called, or the series is called, "What is Love?" And something particularly, bless you.
Oh my God.
Bless you.
Guys, please pray for me. I beg you, fellas, to finish this podcast. I can't go through this again now. Please, what is it? Please pray for me. Thank you. That's the charge.
Okay.
That's my own charge. But yeah, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so something particularly stood out to me. Like, you're talking about how you love God, you're doing everything, but like, does it show to your neighbor? Like, the people that are on this earth with you now, are they seeing the love? Like, how much love do you give? You can love God, that's great, but like, you never love your neighbor finish.
Like,
yeah,
you cannot claim to love God and you're not like, you're wicked, you're not even, you know, any small thing that's to you, like, you just always carry your face, you're not helpful to people. Yeah. So that's like something like I've actually been trying to be conscious about, like, uh-huh, intentionally, like, being good. I feel like I'm a good person, Shana, no more, but that's an aside. But yeah, like intentionally, and this is even, hey, another tangent, but like, you know how I just said I'm a good person, right? I feel like I'm only good to people that I already know, it's just a thing with me. Like, I'm not usually receptive of like other people. I don't know if that makes sense. Not like, mm-hmm, I hate you or anything, but like, just the thing of like, I'm used to people that I'm used to my friends, I'm used to my people, so like, sometimes it's really hard for me to like,
yeah,
extend that. Or whatever, it's like another person. So something I'm trying to be conscious about, like, because like, you don't know this person, does not mean you cannot show them love. Like, you cannot claim to have the love of God in you and you're not showing other people love. And at the same time, work on your English, you do hard. Well, it's okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I finished. See you sometime. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Please,
okay, so, we've come to the end of this episode.
Yes. So, like, share, subscribe, share,
download.
Pray for me. Seriously, pray for me. Thank you.
All right. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.